And
did I miss it again?
We assume that we're on the air right now. What do you think? I can hear myself.
Yeah, we're good. Did you hear the song?
Yeah. Yeah. So it is, I don't know why I feel like telling the time. It's 8:10. Thursday evening.
Give us a call.
June 4th.
Reset.
Yeah.
Reset.
What does that mean?
Reset.
On the phone?
Give out the phone number. Tell what show this is. Tell who you are.
888-1261-534. I don't know.
That's what they do in terrestrial radio. It's always reset. Dude, you got to reset.
What does that mean?
I don't hear myself at all, which is a bad... Oh, there we go. Hey. Welcome, everybody.
Cool,
welcome.
Man.
Welcome. Hey. Welcome to After Disaster.
Welcome.
Thank God. The one and only, thank God, After Disaster. That's Mike Carano. I am Anderson. And,
Can I tell you that Stanley just pulled a trick I've seen with other dogs, which is not be happy that you're not here and just stare at the door.
I don't know if that's really a trick. It's more of just codependency.
I know, but he normally is cool. Separation. And just lays back.
Well, he's not used to this room. I brought Stanley into our the big boy room since the little boy Ty-Ty is gone, and I didn't want to leave Stanley in a big, giant control booth all by himself, because that would be very, very sad. So I'd like to start with some order of business.
Right. With Stanley or with me?
Vine. I made a Vine moments ago, like probably 15 minutes ago now. I regret putting it up. I do appear to be exceptionally drunk, as well as, what's the word, disheveled. Beard, hair everywhere, and I'm playing Drunk Uncle, if you must know. I love that character on SNL, Drunk Uncle.
I don't know who it is. What is it?
You need to watch SNL more often. It's Bobby Monahan.
I rarely watch it.
Who arguably might be the best surviving cast member currently on SNL. Him and Sudeikis. Okay.
Sudeikis is not. He's been gone for a year and a half or 2 years.
That's weird, because he was just on last
live episode. That's not him.
So this is someone, you're telling me about a show you don't watch anymore.
But I know he's
What's
been
up?
Gone.
He hasn't been.
Really?
Yeah. For sure.
I heard he was leaving a long time ago.
He's always threatening. What's his name? Fred Armisen just left.
Yeah. What's he going to do?
And Bill Hader. What are we doing? What is this? SNL inside?
What's
on the outside?
What is Bill Hader going to do?
Voices. He was actually credited as being one of the voices on the Star Trek show. Movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I stick around for credits quite often. You pick up little things. Fun little things.
You saw Star Trek?
Yeah.
And?
I don't like to talk about that movie. Because I'm still getting hate emails and tweets. And I'm sure my Facebook is riddled with anger, but I'm never over there. But apparently Brian and I gave away a giant spoiler.
Oh, really? What is
it? Film Vault. What is it?
Did you see the other one?
The
last
main
one?
Nemesis. We exposed who what his name is. That's all we did. And we are getting tons of shit. And I at first said, you know what? Everyone can settle the fuck down. And I was yelling at Logan. But now as the hate continues... If people really believe that ruined the movie for them, then they believe it. Who am I to tell them that it didn't?
You saw the other one, right?
Yeah, the first one. Here's what I can say about the second one. And this is not Film Vault. But if this was the first one, I would not have gone to see the second one.
But did it carry on? Or
it's
was
good.
It
it's okay.
Not as good as the first?
Not nearly as good as the first.
Like, that's kind of a bummer.
A 20% drop off. Maybe 30.
How do you think he's going to do a Star Wars, or do you care?
I don't care. What, it's Disney? I don't care. All right, so back to the order of Vine. I posted something that made me look incredibly drunk, and then I realized, well, I'm behind the wheel. They're probably, because I'm a fairly convincing drunk. I got enough practice.
Yeah, no, that's honestly, I would have thought you were beyond your blackout.
Here's the deal. I can't stop listening to Daft fucking Punk, and I'm forcing it down my throat, and I hate the fact that I'm listening to it, but I can't stop. And I wake up, and it's in my head, and that's what it's becoming the soundtrack of the summer, and I don't want it to be. So when it's on, I just feel like I'm an instant douchebag, and I wanted to expose myself for being a douche, but I had to put on drunk accent. But back in the day, I would have thought it was funny if it looked like I was drunk driving with Stanley on my lap. But yeah. I've grown, and I feel like that's irresponsible.
He was still on your lap.
But this here podcast is proof that I was not drunk, because we were doing this live, and that was uploaded moments ago. Okay. Not drunk.
Nice.
Not drunk.
When I said that stuff about Daft Punk last week, I wasn't saying that electronic music... No, honestly, I got to clarify this for some reason. I wasn't saying that electronic music... I don't know what I was saying. I don't know what I wasn't saying, but here, what I'm saying is it's not groundbreaking, and it's so far from groundbreaking that that's insulting to real musicians.
But electric guitar riff is groundbreaking,
no,
is what you're telling
no.
me.
No. Mm-hmm. There's very few groundbreaking things in life. There's maybe 5 or 10 bands that were groundbreaking, and Daft Punk isn't even in the equation, not even in the top 1,000.
I think they might be, though.
No, they're not.
I think they might be.
That song we listened to last time was essentially guitar, bass, and drums riff that... it was nothing. Just because it's in the comes from a computer, it's nothing. It's nothing original.
It's really like, the. Oh no! It looks like we're not live. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe we are. Hey, can you guys hear us? Let us know if you can. I'm on the message boards. We don't have Ty, so I don't know. You know, I did everything I thought we should do. I'm recording it.
Too bad we're not live because I'm posting pictures.
We may be live. I don't know. It's hard to tell. Their lyrics are groundbreaking, though.
Oh, yeah?
Really groundbreaking. Yeah, really interesting stuff.
They're all Japanese?
Like the song that I was listening to on my Vine is...
My computer crashed and we can't do any work?
There are so many things I don't understand. Mm-hmm. There's so many things I can't... So many things... There's a twister inside me I cannot explain.
Okay, that's pretty...
Something along those lines. Yeah. And it really makes you think, you know?
Yeah, there's a twister inside me.
Okay, I'm going to start off big. I'm going to start off big. We should have done this right at the very top, but it occurred to me just today. Here's a question that I bet you've never, ever pondered.
Okay.
And I don't have the answer, like so many things on this show. And if we did the show at midnight like I wanted to, I promise you I would have researched this.
Really?
But here's the problem. I didn't have time.
All right, let's hear it.
Shamu.
Yeah.
Orca whales.
Yeah.
First of all, it's disgusting that they're still doing little clown tricks for us.
I know. It's all right.
It's pretty upsetting. I went and saw that movie, The Cove. Deeply affected me. I'll never be able to watch that thing again.
What do you think's worse, SeaWorld's dolphins or SeaWorld's orca?
Orca.
Why?
Bigger.
Majestic.
Smarter. More.
Stronger.
It's the only time I've ever done this with any movie, but a lot of movies, they ask you to do this, ask you to like sign up here, do that.
to support their cause?
Yeah, I believe I sent them $10 to help the future flippers of the world, and I was so moved by that movie, The Cove.
The guy took it right to his sushi restaurant.
Sobbing 20 minutes after the movie was over, and I text something, and I still get Cove updates. I still, like, and I got one today. So I spent, you know, an hour reading, going from one article to the next, to the next.
And now you're bummed and you're depressed?
Very depressed. But there was a great documentary. I think it was at Sundance. I say great. I haven't seen it yet. I'm very excited. It's called Blackfish. It's all about orca. And I guess that the trailers are starting to pop up now on IMDb.
Same.
But it's the same subject matter. All right. Orcas are fucking fantastic animals. They're crazy, unbelievably intelligent. And today, like some of the things that I was reading is, okay, like if they have an injured one in their pod, most all species, including humans to some degree, you look at the homeless people around us. I don't want to get all political here, but we just kind of like turn our back and move on, right? Mm-hmm. If there's plenty of examples in orca pods where one is like born without a dorsal fin or missing its pectoral fin, and they keep it around. It can't hunt, but they go out and they hunt and they bring the food back to it, and it's just like one of theirs. It stays in the pod.
Is it still, with the exception of whalers, orcas would just live out as the kings of the sea,
pretty much,
yeah. Right?
There's very few things.
Is there another king?
Man.
No, but I mean, like, is there another untouchable? Sharks.
No, sharks can be fucked up by dolphins. I would say orcas at the top. The top. Except for that one thing. Man.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's always man.
But I was reading.
We're number one.
And I guess in captivity, they're different. Like, there was this mom that had, like, gave birth to this fucked up orca, baby orca, and she, like, turned her back on it.
Ooh.
She didn't like it. She actually tried to drown it.
Ooh.
So they separated them. And then here's where the tear came into my eye, and I was actually crying, sitting on my couch, reading articles today on my smartphone. This is my life.
I bet that orca wore a wife beater and smoked cigarettes.
Reading about orcas' behavior patterns. And, like, a year, 2 years later, she had another baby, and it was a stillborn. What does she do? She swims over to her retarded baby that is now in a different tank, but she can see it through bars, and she starts to try and nestle with it and like love it. How fucking awful is
I don't like this.
That's when the tear came to my eye. God damn it.
Speaking of fish, did the penguins win?
I don't want to talk about that.
You mean they lost?
It's 0-3.
Oh, so, okay.
They have to win 4 straight, which has only happened 3 times in the history of the NHL. Okay, here's where my question comes, though. Those things die. When I say those things, I mean those orcas.
Yeah, where do those bones go?
Where do the bodies go? What do they do?
Probably deteriorate.
No,
fast.
Like, what does SeaWorld do? What do they do?
Interesting question.
They probably have a processor. They probably have some plant, like, you know, the same people that take care of, like, horses and stuff, but... What do they do with the orcas? And you know there's got to be some groups that have, like, some say. Can't just put Shamu out of
pasture. I got to say, it's never occurred to me, so I bet it's not occurred to most people.
Never occurred to me. ever. I wish I had an answer.
We need to get somebody on the horn that works for SeaWorld and not a concessions person. We need somebody who knows. Like,
God damn it. The stream's not working. Tyler, you know what? I really question. I did everything that it asked me to do. Yeah. I did everything. And I don't want to go off the rails here. But I really do question Tyler's commitment to the program. Feel like it's lacking. And the people are on the message board now, and I feel bad for them. Like, I feel bad for the mom and a retarded orchid because they're upset that you're posting pictures and teasing them, and they can't hear the show.
Can you tell them that?
I can't tell them anything. I guess I could type into this.
That's what I mean.
On this board. No, but see, I got to sign in, log in. I don't want to log in. Got to be anonymous. But I did everything. I signed in. I logged in. I pushed stream. I pushed go live. I did everything. Do you want to try and burn a couple minutes? I'll fumble around.
I'll do it.
Can you do that?
Yeah, of course. You get up. I'm just like.
You get this person to talk to. You can talk to this person.
Hey, what's happening, person?
Oh, this is the worst show ever.
Hello. Hey,
thanks a lot, Tata.
What's going down?
No, I didn't put one.
Why not? Let's just try it. Hey, you're on the air. By air, I mean you're not on the air. Okay. Can you hear
me? Hey, what's up?
What's happening?
Oh, I can't hear you guys.
At all?
This sucks.
At all. You promise?
So, hey, Mike.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
All right, what's going down?
I'm just hanging out. Listen to the After Disaster.
That's it?
Pretty much. Just being fake Marcus.
Where do you live, fake Marcus?
Fake Marcus? I live about 30 minutes from Culver City.
Oh, God, that's too close. Makes me uncomfortable. Have you ever thought about driving over here? Maybe taking us out with a shotgun? Because sometimes I'd like that. Oh, Anderson's got it. He fixed it. Sweet.
He got it.
He fixed it.
I lost you guys.
I am a genius.
All right.
All right, thanks, Fake Marcus, for filling the gap there.
All right, no problem, guys. All right.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, pal. I like how Fake Marcus immediately lost steam. So what are you doing? Just being Fake Marcus. Just because I feel like I should be honest with the listeners. When I came back in here, Mike was desperately trying to put Fake Marcus on hold. And then I sat down in front of the little hold button, and his hand gave me the, like, no more cards. I'm good. I don't want to hit on 19. No more Fake Marcus. He was waving me off. I'm sorry. I had to sell you out like that. But
what do you mean I don't want to hit on 19?
It was a blackjack reference. Like, no more cards. I'm good. You go like this if you want more cards. Got you wave it. Them towards you. So where do they put Shamu? And you know,
this is a great, great question, because what do you speculate they do? Because I say they hack it up and put it back in the ocean and let people feed on it. Not people, dolphins.
Yeah, because they can't make food. I don't even think they can make food. I bet they make fertilizer out of it. I bet they have a rendering plant that does that.
What if we went behind SeaWorld and there's a giant grave?
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Like a 5 foot tall.
That'd be really
great.
I mean,
like a 15 foot tall graves headstone.
And there's just one woman who's obsessed with Shamu back there. And, like, you walk on the football-sized field grave. She goes, please don't step on Shamu.
Yep.
Please walk around the grave.
Realistically, there'd be, like, 10 of them, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, here's something I did learn.
Like 40 dolphin graves.
While Mike was...
couple of penguins.
Mike was really hitting me with a bunch of very interesting acoustic sound facts about his room and boxes that he's putting all over the walls while I was trying to do a quick research study in there of Shamu. And that's why I was half listening to. And I'm like,
that's all right.
So you were talking about how you were talking to your friend in the room and she could hear you and sound like you were down the hall or something. But I didn't pick up on that at all. I'm like, so she couldn't hear you at all? And then I'm like, I'm freaking up Shamu.
I'm sound treating my bedroom.
Okay,
I have bass traps in there.
No,
I have diffusers all over the place.
Diffusers. So yeah. Bass traps, but they don't really trap bass. It's a misnomer.
Yeah, they probably do, but.
But here's what I found out. There's always at any given time, there's always three living Shamus. So as soon as one of those Shamus says no more.
Yep. It's like Keith Richards. There's three of him.
I thought that was true with Slash.
Maybe.
That's what South Park said about Slash. That is true with the Stanley Cup.
What?
100% true.
What?
There's always three.
Okay.
There's two that are identical. And there's one that's the original one that they keep in an actual, and I know that I talk a lot of bullshit and I make things up 100% true. And hockey, a lot of hockey fans know this because I've seen it. It's in Toronto. It's at an old bank and they keep the actual Stanley Cup.
Wait, do they add to it just like the other ones?
The original one, actual Lord Stanley's Cup, which has got a great story behind it, and it was gone for a while, and they found it again, like at a garage sale or something back in the 20s.
What?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of craziness that goes on with the Stanley Cup folklore and trueness. But what they used to do is, if they won the cup, like one team said, you know what, I want to put my name on it, and they just started carving, and just carved their names onto it. It's very rudimentary. And they have that one on display, and it's
but
the original Stanley Cup.
But they stopped adding
on to it. No, they still add on to it. So that's the original Stanley Cup,
and they
it's
look
shorter,
the same,
and it's stocky, and it's in the bank vault. And then they have two others that are much more modern, the ones that we know today. One that's constantly touring the world, promoting the name of hockey, and then the other one that stays at the Hall of Fame. And I believe that one's always there. And the one that we get to see is the one that the players take home, and they wash, and they drink out of it, and they bang girls.
Okay, that upsets me because of the fact that they take care of it like it's as if it's a holy object.
It is, though, and it is
strange. I know,
strange.
But if that's not
one. It's very religious. When you say holy object, it reminds me of the ghost, the father of the ghost and the Holy Spirit, because, you know, it's all mm-hmm. like one person. Leave it to the after disaster to try and bring Stanley Cup to religion.
Hey, let me just say right now, Stanley Cup's better.
They don't ever admit that there's more than one Stanley Cup, even though I was literally standing there looking at the one that they have on display that you can wait in line and have your picture taken with, and then turning my head 90
on
degrees.
TV?
No, not on TV. It's like at the Hall of Fame.
No, but I mean, you see some guy holding it above his head live.
No. Worse than that. I turned my head 90 degrees and I can see down the hall into the bank vault where the original Stanley Cup is. And I said, so how many are there total? And she's like, there's only one, sir. I'm like, okay, well, that guy over there, I said, there's always one touring. There's this one here and then there's that one over there. And she looked at me with no smile, nothing. She goes, there is only one Stanley Cup, sir.
And it's the original, probably.
I don't know.
It's got to be.
She wanted to help me out.
What's it made of?
Aluminum.
Yeah, that's what I thought. A yeah. bunch of cans. You can see the Coke logos on the inside.
I don't know. I would assume silver.
I know we don't want to get into this because we don't like going in this direction, but I can imagine some pretty filthy fluids have been inside of that
thing.
Oh,
yeah. When the Penguins won it in the early 90s, it ended up at the bottom of Mario Lemieux's pool. There's a lot of dents and stuff in it. They were quite upset. They had to fix it up.
At least there's chlorine in that pool, and it probably sterilized it a little bit for the next guy that was drinking orange juice out of it, and then another guy who washed his baby's ass in it or whatever.
What would you do, like, if there was some equivalent in your life where you got to your ultimate goal was to get this object, and you only get to keep it for 24 hours? What would you do with
it? I think you have to go to your family and show them first.
God, there's been some weird things that have happened to it.
I bet. Like, I don't know. I think maybe take it to Disneyland or... No, I mean, I'm just throwing that out there, like a place. Like, or you know what a good angle to take on this would be? Huh. Hoard it and just take it home and don't let anyone see it.
I was thinking of like a hippie, because there are some hippies that play. I know it's hard to believe, but some new agey guys that play. I bet somebody's taking it out to the desert by themselves
and meditated,
slept in a cave.
Smoked some peyote. Yeah.
Made it into a bong.
I think what I would like to do, but I think with something like that, you got to treat it with a little bit of respect. And I don't think you should try to outdo everybody with, I'm going to do the craziest thing. You know what I mean? Just do something kind of cool with it. And I think what will be kind of cool is taking it somewhere. No, this is trying to do something crazy. I was going to say, take it somewhere where someone doesn't know what it is or care. And just leave it around a campfire with a bunch of indigenous like people, like a tribe or something. And just shoot the shit with them and eat like some goat meat out of a pit in the ground and have the Stanley Cup in the background. Or, you know, it'd be cool. Is take it to a hospital and don't show it to the kids. Bring it to people that are getting like frivolous stuff, like surgery, like a
like
liposuction.
Breast implants.
And act like you're doing
this. Look,
great
honey,
feature.
It's
just visit people that are there for nothing.
I'm
having some skin cancer removed from my forearm.
Well, check this out. Why don't you touch the... actually, that's not as good. It's got to be like augmentation that makes you better.
Yeah.
Like penis enlargement.
Yes.
Hair transplants. Sir, rub your bald head on this Stanley Cup one last time.
Invisalign.
You can't do that. Or you could take it like to the Middle East and pretend like you're digging. If like, there's like a home for... challenge people over there. Pretend like you're digging and be like, look, what is it?
Pull it out.
Let's excavate it. Who are these people? What do these names mean?
I'm sure you never have it in private. I'm sure there's always a dude there to make sure you don't.
Always a dude.
Because it would be funny to take it right to a foundry and have them try to duplicate it exactly. You know what I mean?
Like a key-making place?
Yes. Like, they make a sand cast immediately of it.
There's a guy, and the rule is you're not supposed to touch it unless you want it. You're not never supposed, especially if you're a hockey player.
Yes.
So the handlers of it, they always have white gloves.
Yes, because there was an outrage when they brought it to the Jim Rome show, and his, like, booker held it up over his head.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
People were pissed.
You're not supposed to do that. You can touch it if you're just a fan. You can touch it, have your picture taken with it, and put your actual hand on it. But the handlers have such respect for it that they always wear gloves. Douche fuck Gary Bettman, who is the commissioner, and everyone absolutely hates him that loves hockey. He's always putting his mitts all over it. His little moly face comes out. He's like a little mole, and he just surfaces like when all the cameras and everyone's paying attention to hockey for a minute. That's when his little face comes up.
That cup has been kissed thousands of times.
But there's that rock. Here we go being ignorant, but there's a rock.
In Israel.
Israel that they kissed so much that it's like it's
got herpes.
Indentations. I think that the Blarney Stone may also have indentations too. I don't know though.
I wonder if anyone's ever got anything from kissing that wall.
It's gonna go back to the
how did kissing start?
You know, it's a great question. I don't know.
Having that discussion with someone today, and they went, "Kissing is weird." And I
bet you anything at one time that was like anal. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, you know what they do? They put their tongues on each other.
You think it had the same? You think it was brought about because the same way handshaking was brought about to make sure there wasn't weapons in your hand,
in your mouth? I don't think.
No,
so.
Something. Maybe it was. You know what? I bet you this is it. Honestly, you know how Dr. Drew is always talking about how people are attracted to the healthier species.
Who's Dr. Drew?
I don't know. I just made that name up.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how he's
always ring to it.
He's always saying that people are attracted. You know, men are sometimes attracted to women with larger breasts because seem like they could bear children better. And
where's the big ass come into play then?
Well,
what's with the brothers liking the big ass?
It's because, well, apparently
chicks
with a big ass can support you better. That was super racist, and I wish I wouldn't have said it.
Support your weight.
No, like when he's sitting at home on the couch smoking blunts.
So they can work harder? I don't get it.
Yeah, I wish I wouldn't have said
it. I don't understand.
Totally need to rewind.
Take me down
this
racist war road. I don't quite understand it.
You know how like in poorer parts of town, like the dudes, not just black guys, but the dudes.
Yeah, I get
sit around.
I understand, but I don't understand how
why
would a large
ass
help her work harder?
No, it doesn't help her, but that
because she can sit at her cash register job longer.
Maybe she's an office worker, and it's more cushion for the sitting.
God damn, most of us are office workers.
Okay, here it is. It's the worst. It's the fucking worst.
Most of us have sitting jobs.
Yeah, it's horrible. You can stand. You can get desks where you stand. Mm-hmm. I think it's better. I had one. I have one. I still have one.
I'm getting into Ted Kaczynski stuff. It's my new thing.
You're getting into it? Is that what you said?
Well, I read an essay all about him, and it was fascinating. And
did you cut right to the manifesto?
By Chuck Klosterman.
Mm-hmm.
Klosterman.
I know who he is.
Tomato, tomato.
He gave me a book.
And, you know, he doesn't defend him, but he talks about some of the interesting and he talks about some of his better points that he brings up.
When somebody says, "I'm not defending," or "he doesn't defend," you know what? They're defending.
What do you mean?
Because when you just said he doesn't defend him, yes, obviously he does.
Well, no, he defends some of his ideas. And, you know, he's very apologetic about it all the way along. He's very worried that
obviously
somebody's going to.
Obviously, he studied the manifesto.
The name of the essay, if you want to look it up, it's really, really interesting. He read the whole thing, and he breaks it down, and he tells you, here's the points that you should pay attention to. Here are points that I'm not even going to talk about this, because it's 35,000 words.
Too much.
Yeah, too much.
Too much.
Very wordy, but Donor, he had a lot of time.
Donor probably had some good points, too, about the police turning on him and, you know.
It has some. He just seemed whiny.
No, I know. He seems like a psycho, but.
Well, here's a really interesting fact that Mr. Klosterman brings up. It's perhaps like 100 years from now, maybe longer. If that manifesto's still out there, Kaczynski could be, especially if like we do nuclear war or whatnot. You know, if
could
technology
be thought
of
as
does.
One of our leaders.
He could be thought of as somewhat of a.
However. The odds of that are very slim because all of the news periodicals, which explain the real, well, what, you know, what he was about will still survive.
One of his biggest problems was he didn't have a solution. There's no solutions with Mr. Ted. He just kind of said, this is what's horrible. Doesn't say what's great, though. You know
I think there's bigger problems than that because he clearly suffered from some sort of mental illness. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been out there in the cabin. Now, I know that appeals to us a little bit. being in the cabin in the middle of Montana.
That would be awful.
But if he was a regular guy, like working at a university, and he wrote that manifesto, I'd have a lot more. I'd have a lot more faith in what he says.
Did I say the name of the essay was "Fail"? Because that was the name of the essay by Mr. Klosterman, and Chuck pretty much says in it, and I have to agree, and I think you would be on the same on the same side of this, is of all the people in the world, we are kind of the poster children for what Ted hated the most. Because the ones that he hated the most were the ones who knew what was wrong and what was going on.
Didn't care.
Like their air conditioner more than what it was doing to society.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Can I raise my hand to that one?
Great. It was a very, very interesting essay there. It's a part of the collection of works in Eating the Dinosaur. Very good book there.
Yeah.
Eating the Dinosaur.
Yeah. Eating or Eden?
Eating.
As far as conspiracy theories go, I don't believe in most of them, because the people that I hear talking about them on radio shows like Coast to Coast, I think are fucking whack job people I would never want to have a discussion with. However, I really do believe that most people in positions of power are liars and cheaters.
Yeah.
And I find that really troubling. Yet, you know what I find most troubling is there doesn't seem to be any retribute. There doesn't seem to be any what's that word? Karma. There doesn't. It seems that you can live a shit life.
Well, first
and
of all, karma is
over.
Misused all the time. Yes. Apparently, where it comes from, originally it means karma is supposed to carry over to the next life. So we don't know. We don't know until after we're dead. So perhaps that's why with the whole OJ thing, I'm like, hey, why are all the religious people getting most upset? He's supposed to get his comeuppance in the afterlife as far as all your beliefs are. So why do you care if he's golfing? I don't care.
But again,
I don't think I'm not in danger. We're not in danger of OJ killing someone else, I don't think. I don't think he's a menace to society.
It's funny how my feelings personally, and I bet you're the same, nothing was more disturbing to me and felt like more of a kick in the stomach than when he was found not guilty.
I didn't care at all.
I did a lot. It was more about what society thinks. And I didn't realize, you know, I cared more than I ever should have. However, some years later, something just happened where I went, I like that he's out. I'm not even kidding.
I kind of wish he was still out.
Yeah, so do I.
He's kind of like a dinosaur.
That would be a good celebrity to see.
Yeah, that would be. I would like to see him. And I wouldn't be one of those douchebags that would go up and shake his hand and go, I just wanted to know what it was like to shake a murderer's hand. That's what I wanted to do. I told him. God, I've heard that story a lot of times.
Can you cut this melon open for me?
It's always on a golf course, too. It's some rich fucking white guy wearing a visor who's probably screwed over countless people in his life.
Absolutely.
And he's like, and I just walked right up to him, shook his head. I said, nice to meet you, OJ. I just wanted to see what it was like shaking the murderer's hand. And I turned my back and walked away.
And that kind of person probably turns around and jacks off thinking about shaking a murderer's hand.
I don't know. I
just wanted to throw something out there.
Where they go.
I'm no Klosterman. We need to, somebody needs to help us. Yeah, give us a phone number. You know what? I got this idea. Answer the phone. SeaWorld. No, you answer your phone.
Hello, SeaWorld.
Yeah. I was just wondering. Yeah. I really need some whale meat. Do you guys have any extra whale meat?
No, we don't have any. No, we don't have any whale meat, sir.
Okay, well, my dad owns SeaWorld. He said to call you up and just get like an orca body? You said you might have an extra one later on?
No, all our orcas are fine, fresh, and healthy. Did I say fresh? I meant alive. Alive and healthy?
I used to work there, and I left something near the dead orca. Mm-hmm. Does that ring a bell?
Dead orca. No, that does not ring any bells. Okay, all we have is a sound of buoys here, sir. We are SeaWorld, where all the animals are alive, friendly, fresh, and happy. Did I say fresh again? They're all alive and happy.
You know what? I gotta think they don't just tow it out to the ocean and sink it.
No, of course they don't. You know how many laws that would be? Plus, how many cameras would be on that?
You know, what'd be awesome is like once every like 2 years, there's just a barrage of explosions coming from SeaWorld. What's that? What's that going on? Fireworks! Fireworks!
Because they're exploding them. I'm sure that they render them for. Oh, it'd be so awful if they turned them into whale meat, like meat for the whales.
Maybe
they cannibalize.
Maybe they sell it to the zoo. Because lions like seafood, apparently.
There was another story that I read today. I was just reading about smart mammals, mainly toothed whales, that go the extra mile.
I have a feeling since you wanted to become a marine biologist that you might lean towards the fish. But what animal do you think breaks your heart the most that we kill?
Oh, whales, for sure.
More than puppies?
When you said fish, I thought you meant like fish.
No, I said you might lean towards fish.
Because like, we're not going to do that whole, like, you know, whales aren't fish.
No, but you might lean towards that. You know what I mean? Something
marine
from the
life.
Sea. I know fish,
marine
I know.
Life. Mammals. No, I'm going baby seals.
More than puppies.
Who kills puppies? All right, puppies don't even know. You know what the worst would be? A full-grown dog who's had an owner who they trusted their entire lives, and that owner goes crazy and turns on the dog and kills him. And the look in the dog's eyes, thinking, why is he doing this? I've been loyal my whole life.
Yeah.
This is my master, my best friend. Yeah. Why is he turning on me? The confusion, the desperation. Oh, like that. I don't even want to talk about that.
You know, I don't like the fact that you just set up a scenario, because that could top anything.
That would be the worst.
You know, that could be like,
why,
you know what the saddest one is? The guy that takes the cute little puppy in the balloon, and the puppy's like, I'm going for a balloon ride. And then the guy punches it in the face and throws it over.
But the puppy doesn't even know what's going on. It's too young, you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, yeah, but it's still, you know, it's a cuter. I saw one of the most horrifying scenes scary.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday morning, I was a little on the depressed side. I was going to my meeting, and I blew it off, which was probably made things worse.
I'm telling Drew.
And I just drove around. I drove around Hollywood taking pictures. So I'm turning the corner in front of the Capitol Records building, and on the corner are two pit bulls, very close to fighting, but their owners are holding them back on chains. They're touching.
Are the owners relaxed about this, or are they sipping coffee?
One
and
of the guys
while the
has
dogs?
The body of the Hulk.
Body of the Hulk.
Only.
Oh, his. He, I thought you meant
wearing,
he was actually possessing, like,
no,
he held it.
But he's wearing
hand.
Like your stereotypical, like, Chicano gang clothes.
Chicano.
The other guy is gigantic.
Heard that word in a while.
Gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
Covered in tats, mm-hmm. including his entire head and face. Like, not just a little subtle one, every bit of his face, and he's just holding that pit bull back with both of his arms, his gigantic buff arms, on a chain, and they're just going nuts. And they were just on the corner with a bunch of other people that looked like them. And I drove by, and I was looking over, and I made a U-turn to uh-huh. get some video of it,
mm-hmm.
and 100% pushed out.
Why?
Because they were all looking
look at
me.
You? What, are they going to chase after your car with bionic speed? Why?
I'm not going to take a chance that my car might break down.
Why do those guys need pit bulls? What is going on? What's the deficiency? Because that's obviously over.
Yeah.
But
right? so is the making your body so huge and then
right.
covering yourself. And it's all to intimidate. You know what's funny about this? Is
what's
a
the
lot
word?
Of,
why am I losing words? My God, am I becoming? It's over. What is the word? Overcorrection. Over
compensation.
Overcompensation.
Yeah.
I think we can move on. I'm sorry.
I was actually thinking about, you know, you ever have like hardened people? You see them tell other people like, "I see right through you."
Yeah.
Like I've seen that. Like I've seen a guy that maybe went to prison and has worked a hard manual labor job,
mm-hmm.
and just look at somebody else who thinks he's a badass and just go, "I see right through you." Well, and I used to respect that in a weird way, be like, you know, that's cool. And then I started thinking about it. It's like, it doesn't matter how hardened you are. Sure, you can beat the shit out of another human being. And sure, you're more hard and you're tougher and stuff and calloused and more hurt. But big fucking whoop. No, I'm serious. Because
you
only
are.
Go
that's
so
funny.
Far. Like, okay, so you can beat up a kid who thinks he's a badass.
Right.
And who hasn't done anything. Big fucking whoop.
So you're saying that you're not impressed by the guys because I can see right through you?
I used to be like, that. He's right. That guy's the real deal. He's a badass. He's a biker. Now I'm like, big fucking whoop. Just because you have been hurt in your life and
mental.
Let down and abused,
mm-hmm.
and then you grew up to be this guy.
And you overcompensated. Look
yeah,
at that.
Yeah, it doesn't mean
with
you're.
Physicalities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
so you can out-caveman me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, but here's where it is scary. Here's and it's a,
well, scary when it's me they're looking at.
It's scary it's when scary. Like when the guy is saying the other guy, I can see right through you, and it is just a veneer. But underneath that veneer is nothingness. You
I agree.
Know what I mean,
because
people that are like that, they know so little about themselves and their own weaknesses because they don't
yes.
ever look at them.
Yeah.
That they are very, very dangerous people for completely different reasons, other
yeah.
than their massive, you know, meat hook for
yes.
arms and weapons in their
absolutely.
Pockets.
It's people that always want to go right to. Let's fight.
We have, you know what? Our whole society, and you and I, we buy into it.
I know.
Wait, but it's
not
such
a hypocrite.
Thin veneer. It's such a thin veneer. I mean, we are so close to just killing each other.
Yeah.
Not you and I, but
yeah.
I mean, I think it was Bill Burr just saying that we're like 3 days away from just being right back to cavemen. Like if all water and power and everything was shut down for 3 days.
I think it's way more than 3 days. I think it's probably 6 months.
Turn off that TV too. Take away the internet.
I think immediately it would
How many people have food and stuff in their house?
I have nothing. I have nothing. Yeah.
You drink the toilet water if you can for 3 days.
Yeah.
Once you run out of water, you are going to have to be convert to a caveman.
You know what? You just made me thankful. I bought 2 cases of water at Costco.
3 days.
I got to get more bullets.
That's not going to help you.
Not kidding.
Are you going to steal from people?
No, I'm going to finally shoot people I hate.
All right, you're fine. Is that what you're going to do? The world's ending. Where's Stumpy?
How scary does that movie look where there's no laws?
That looks stupid.
Looks scary.
It looks dumb. The Purge.
Yeah.
The premise is so, speaking of thin. I mean, what? Yeah. We don't have the manpower, so we're going to give you 12. And hopefully there's more to the story, but from what I know of it, the story goes like this. We don't have enough money. The government is hemorrhaging. Bankrupting, and there's not enough taxes coming in, so they can't afford cops around the clock. So I think it's like once every long period, they just
like
give all everyone off for 12 hours.
Yeah.
Or maybe 24. And you can do whatever you want. Just get it out of your system.
Yep.
There's more to the story than that.
I think there might be.
There better be.
I don't know.
And everyone prepares for shit to go down.
Yep.
And I'm sure there's going to be some kind of twist.
You know where I would go?
Huh?
The desert.
Because everyone's already like that. It's already like that over there, except all around the clock.
I would just go try to get out of town until it's over.
I think a lot of people would do that. Probably going to
discuss that. For a moment I thought I was smarter than everybody else?
I'm sure that they're going to have the stand.
While you guys are all killing each other, I'm going to be hanging out in Death Valley, maybe cooking hot dogs.
And you're like, you guys are stupid. You hop in your car. You get like...
Gridlock?
Just immediate gridlock. Right? As soon as you like go out, you can't even get out of your driveway. It's just nice, and you can hear like the birds, and you're like, you guys are stupid. Get in your car. As soon as you close the door, you just hear the horns.
Yep. I found a new trail. Did Runyon today, but I've been going to this trail that's very close to me, and it's called Fryman Canyon. It's a beautiful walk. It goes up through the hills, wraps around like a Studio City, and it goes behind all these really great, pretty amazing houses where, you know, you're sitting in your house, and it's like paradise. It's silent, and you overlook the valley, or you overlook these canyons and stuff. But people up there have tennis courts. It's very secluded.
It's old money.
Yeah, it's not. I don't know if it is old money because the house
Who builds
reasonable.
Tennis courts nowadays? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who maintains their tennis
but
courts?
But they're on the trail. Like their property comes up to the trail. Obviously, that's where they put the trail because it's right inside of someone's property.
Well, there's
property.
Those tennis courts on Runyon, but they're all abandoned because there's like one house that they started to build and then they
abandoned
it.
Yeah, good point. You're right.
It's awesome.
I forgot about that. But they so they have chain link fences keeping you from looking at their tennis courts, and they put that hideous green fabric over it. So,
yeah.
Like
so
you can't
it blends.
But well, you totally can't see.
No, you can't see it at all. It blends perfectly with nature. Don't notice it one bit.
But would it bother you if you had the bread and you lived in a house, like your dream house in the hills, beautiful, beautiful home,
right
and a tennis
trail?
Court, knowing that people can still see you playing tennis? I know this sounds like a frivolous issue.
No, that's a huge problem. That
no,
I'm
but
truly...
if I bought this house that was unbelievably expensive, and I'm up there and I just want privacy in the mountains to play tennis, this sounds fucking stupid.
No,
stop.
Apparently what you're saying is it's never going to be enough. Ever. Pow, son. Pow, son. I miss
that
guy.
Maybe that's right.
Pow, son. One more. Another bone tooth. Whale story.
What do they do with the gorillas
Jesus
at the zoo?
Jesus Christ.
When Bone they kick.
Tooth. Yeah, that's another. I bet it's the same plant. You know, and I'm sure that they have to go to great lengths to appease all of the PETAs of the world.
I bet so, too.
Where, like, you know, if one of their mice that's on display dies, they have to go through this whole process. They can't just chuck it. You know
for the
I mean?
For the last 45 years, they just said it ran away.
Like, it's it is crazy. Like, the Humane Society, like, if you have flies that are in your movie, the Humane Society has to be on the set.
For flies?
For flies. For maggots, and they have to make sure that they're being treated, because people take everything way too fucking far.
I was shooting a movie like 5 years ago, 4 years ago, a horror movie, and they had a goat in one of the scenes, and they have the woman there from the Humane Society, and she's giving out literature. She's giving out goat literature to everybody. She was cool.
Was it like how to cook the meat?
Yeah, the best way to prepare it.
I feel bad for little goats.
I do too, because they seem like big chihuahuas.
Big chihuahuas like goofballs.
Yeah,
they're just like, hey, I'm a goat.
Yep.
All right,
they're like the class clowns that we don't laugh at.
So here's another story. A pod of dolphins gave birth to a mentally challenged dolphin.
Do you appreciate the fact that I haven't once asked what is a pod, even though I kind of have an idea?
Do I sound like that guy who's just throwing kinda, around terms that
yeah,
everyone
should
know?
Yeah, but even worse is I'm skating over it like, oh, yeah, I've heard that a
I'm sorry,
times.
Pod is just, it's the same as a pack. It's like a pack of wolves, a gander
That's what
of
I figured.
Geese.
That's what I figured.
What is it for humans? Group?
Chat room. Chat room of humans.
That'd be so stupid if it was. All right, so a pod of dolphins gave birth. One of them gave birth to a mentally challenged. Believe this was the story. I'm getting confused. Maybe it had spinal bifida. Some kind of heinous, horrendous thing. Pod of dolphins turned their little dorsals on them and use those pectorals to just cruise away, right? Just swim away, and they leave it in the dust. Pod of sperm whales comes along and adopts this guy. Because one of the sperm whales just gave birth recently, and they breastfeed for like 2 years. So she's like, I got enough milk for the newborn dolphin. Dolphin was still living with this pod of sperm whales like years later. And they fed it.
Do you think that dolphin had any animosity or it just didn't know better?
I think it was mentally challenged to begin with. Plus it's a dolphin.
It's got tattoos.
Oh, like it's damaged.
It's worn a backwards baseball hat.
I think that you're missing the entire point of the story.
No, I those are touching stories. I'm serious.
The worst one was the mom going over trying to nuzzle the.
Yeah, that's heartbreaking. The best story in that genre by far.
Uh-huh.
Tarzan.
What?
Tarzan.
What are you talking
he's
about?
He's in the jungle and he's raised by apes.
Is that a genre? Raised by a different species.
Yeah, it's nice. Don't count the other 400 people lost in the jungle that got killed by apes. Here's the thing. So that let's say Orca dies. Okay, first problem you got is getting it out of the tank under the cover of darkness, of course.
What?
So it's dead. Orca's dead in the tank. That mm-hmm. thing's got to weigh 400 pounds, 800 pounds.
Oh, what?
Just kidding.
All right, go on.
How much do you think it weighs, like 10,000 pounds?
No, I don't.
Well, if a medium-sized car is 4,000 pounds.
I'm going to go with 2,800. But let's
no.
look it up. Let's look it up. Yeah.
That's got to be as much as a car or more. It's got to be.
You don't think it's enough? All right, take a guess. We're going to look it up.
8,000 pounds.
8,000 pounds?
Yeah. That's two cars. That's two cars.
And orca whale weigh. Hold on.
It's two Buicks.
Whale. And you know what? I look this up sometimes, and then I'll find out how many stones it weighs. I don't care about the stones. Six tones. What is a tone? T-O-N-N-E.
It's probably 1,000 stones.
Excess. Hold on.
I'm holding. Don't make it a baby either. Pick a full size one.
Hold on.
Like
God
a
damn it.
Giant orca whale.
That's where we need Tyler to do our dirty work.
So orca's a whale, right?
Mm-hmm.
And does orca stand for something?
No, not that I'm aware of. No.
It's just something like the Eskimos made
probably
up?
Probably, I was going to say, yeah. An Eskimo.
Somebody told me tonight that Eskimos don't kiss. They just rub their noses together.
Male killer whales usually weigh between, what'd you say?
8,000.
You fucker.
Did I get it?
8,000 and 12,000 pounds.
That's crazy. That's a lot. That's two cars.
Females usually weigh between 3,000 and 8,000 pounds.
Okay, so here's the problem.
You said 8,000. I said 2,800. God damn it.
So
we're like right there on the spectrum.
I can't believe I got
that. That's pretty good, Mikey.
Because I really had no idea. So you got an 8,000-pound piece of meat. You got to get it out of that tank, for starters. Right there, you got a problem. So let me tell you something. You're working overtime.
Let's go 12,000. Let's go big. The big end of the spectrum.
You got a 12,000 piece of dead, rotting meat.
Okay. But they have plenty of different ways. Like I watched a video just today where Kodo, I think his name was, or one of the whales down that's currently in San Diego right now, mm-hmm. who, by the way, frequent flyer miles for this whale, born like in Victoria,
British Columbia,
then shipped over to San Antonio, and then shipped to San Diego, and then shipped back somewhere to some other place in Texas,
hey,
back to California, and now they're thinking about shipping them somewhere else.
How much can a plane fucking carry? Because if you figure people, let's just say everyone on a plane's 200 pounds, which isn't the case, and the biggest plane, like how many does 747 hold, like 300 people?
I don't know. We're talking about planes now. I would guess 300.
How do you get a fucking whale on a plane?
Well, no, I'm sure they're using like C-130 military planes.
But it's got to be waterproof, right?
I would think so. I would hope so. So, but I was watching a video today where it's almost like locks that they have set up. You know, locks, like shipping locks?
Yeah,
where
yeah.
So they have little Kodo, or whatever his name was, hop onto the thing, and then they drain the water, and I think it actually lift up too. And then they had to cauterize his dorsal fin because it was like all – they can't tell if it's rotting off, if it's bacteria, flesh eating disease, or if other whales are biting at it. They can't figure it out. But so they drain all the water, and now this giant – whale is actually out of the water while they're doing all this work. I'm sure that's what they would do something. Well, they couldn't be able to. Fuck, they wouldn't be able to get them to swim up onto that thing. So they actually had to coax them into going in their proper position.
Yeah, but they don't
they
always have to
it.
Swim because they come out of the tank. At
what I'm
zero.
Saying is, if he's dead, he's at the bottom of the tank.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is, you got to get him out. You got a big problem right there.
I know.
Then you got to get it on a truck or something.
Because like, you're gonna have to do something ghastly, like with hooks.
Yeah. You got to get out of the water because it's going to rot and fuck the water up.
And kill the other orcas. You know what they'd probably do? Like the lazy businessman. I'm picturing lazy businessman. He just has his workers go in there and rub it and stuff it with a bunch of like the meat and fish that they normally eat, the other ones do, and then just open the gate, hope that they just eat it.
When they're doing surgery on those whales or something and they got them out of the water, they probably got some like intern sitting there squirting hose in his mouth.
Yeah. I was not in his mouth because they don't.
I just thought of something.
But yeah, there was like at least one intern constantly spraying it with a hose.
After an hour of conversation about what do they do with the whale, why don't you punch it into Google since it's right in front of you and see if the answer pops up?
I don't think it will. What happens to dead Shamu?
What does SeaWorld do with dead whales?
They're not going to tell it. I bet no one knows.
You know what? Let's just leave it at that.
Oh,
no,
look at
no
first,
one knows.
I got to. What does SeaWorld do with? And the very first thing is dead whales. Dead orcas is number two. Here we go.
All right.
Here we go.
This is making me nervous.
What does SeaWorld do with dead orcas? Yahoo Answers tells me this.
What if they just let a pack of wolves onto it?
That would be a great
And then come
video.
Back in a month and it's just bones and the wolves are all fat?
Best answer. Generally, at any zoo or aquarium, SeaWorld included, the animal caretakers and the vet team will perform a necropsy. God, I'm a bad reader. Necropsy. On an animal after it has died. A necropsy is basically an autopsy, but for animals. Other animals. We can't give them the same name for autopsy. We must rename it necropsy.
Maybe they go in through their butt. That's why they call it something different. How come necrophilia is sex with humans and a necropsy? Forget it.
Well,
let's see what they
help
do with
them
it.
Determine the cause of death and whether or not they will need to worry about affecting the other animals. During the necropsy, the vets may take out various tissue samples, blah, 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 freeze them if they continue to study them. When it comes to time to dispose of the body, large animals like whales will probably have to be dismantled into smaller pieces.
How do they do it?
These pieces are usually sent to crematorium for the animal to be cremated. Some larger zoos or animal facilities may even have a crematorium on property, or they will have a contract with a faculty that can handle such large animals. Look, mommy, the smokestacks are going.
How do they dismantle the whale?
As for moving the animal, SeaWorld is fully equipped with harnesses, crates, cranes, etc. for moving for animals, blah, blah, blah. If an animal dies, it can be moved in one of these harnesses. Dismantling. Well, how do you think, man?
Yeah, but what do they have? One of those giant chainsaws that has like the 9-foot blade?
Is that now? Can you survive on making a living? That's all you do?
It's the lowest. It's the gig that only comes around once every 10 years. I bet you travel everywhere. Guess what? The Cove. The Cove needs you again.
Oh, do they just hire a Japanese guy and just pull him over? They just get one of the Japanese guys from the Cove over. Like, they're like, give him an extra $10,000.
This is a great idea
fly
for a
him
film.
Over here.
This guy's life. He's just waiting by the phone all the time. Becomes a raging alcoholic. And he gets the call. We lost 4 whales. Can you handle it? And he starts working out montage.
Work him.
He fires up his chainsaw. He starts throwing hatchets.
He's doing like practice moves on like tree trunks in the backyard.
So he gets out there.
He's got to paint
the thing.
Like an
orca. Yeah. He's only got 24 hours to get them all hacked up. And he's not going to make it. He's missed and hit his foot a bunch of times. And he's not going to make it. By now, a crowd's gathered. Oh, by the way, a Texas billionaire comes in and says if he gets it done in 24 hours, he gets like a bonus.
What's the bonus?
Whatever. It's enough to save his mom who's in the hospital.
Oh, the mom's in the hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
Ironically, she needs an amputation.
Yep. Even more ironic, bit by a whale. Hey, get even weirder. It's a comedy.
It sounds hilarious. Oh, Christ. And you know what all happens in the dead of night, of course.
I truly, in my heart, wish I wouldn't have said that because I think I want to make this movie.
You don't. I wonder if Blackfish is going to cover any of this. Oh, I'm so excited about Blackfish.
The opening scene is him on another job, and he hacks into the whale, and the eye on the whale just opens up. It's still alive. That's why he quits.
And he keeps having like flashbacks to
that's
that.
Why they had to pull him back into the business. He's the best. But he quits. It's a nightmare. It's
ever
a
since
nightmare.
That job, Tijuana, Mexico.
You just start, and he just starts digging in.
They ran out of money. They could no longer feed their orcas. They called me in. They told me he was dead. Yep.
And he's telling the new apprentice about the problems when he was a young kid, the horrible things he did. Like the, what he still has nightmares about, like he would take the fin off first to be funny and
instead wear it as a hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he opens the drawer and he's got a jar full of whale eyes. How big are whale eyes?
Is that my next question?
Are they
I
round?
Would say grapefruit. Maybe bigger, a cantaloupe. I'm going to look up and it's going to tell me like ounces and all that boring shit. Right? I'm not going to look it up.
Cantaloupe. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Shamu, though. I mean, orcas, when you look at them and you forget about Shamu's existence, they're such crazy, awesome-looking animals.
Yes.
But Shamu has so Disney-fied all of them, and you know what I mean?
You know what? I gotta hand it to the first person to train a killer whale, because that person had the biggest balls on the planet.
Yeah.
I'm going into the tank, or into the ocean. Hey, you know,
there was a lady that was like swimming with them and like out in the wild just recently.
What about those pictures of kayakers?
Cool. Oh, that go around them? Well, I decided, I talked about it on the Film Vault. There's this crazy documentary called The Endurance, which is about an actual expedition. I think I called it an exhibition on Film Vault because I'm stupid. But an actual expedition. Back in the day, they used to have crazy expeditions all the time. And I like to think that I'm a man, and if I was living back in the day, I'd be
you
one of those people.
Yeah. Be with Shackleton?
I think. This is all about Shackleton, yeah. It's all about Shackleton, and that was the name of his ship. Ernest Shackleton on the Endurance. And the thing, they're on their way to the North.
Wait, Shackleton's ship was called the Shackleton? Are you sure
no,
about
that? No, it's called the Endurance. The Endurance.
Oh, okay.
The Shackleton
okay.
ship. Called, okay. That was the name of the documentary. Narrated by Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson?
Good one.
People who watch Key and Peele know what I'm talking about when I say Liam Neeson. Yeah, Key and Peele. But it's fucking crazy. And they're in these little boats and it's the dead of night and the orcas are swimming underneath them.
Mm-hmm.
And they know at any minute they could be tossed out of that boat and turned into orca meat.
Yep.
Any second.
Well, they're already orca meat.
And they're freezing their balls off. And it's so cold that the ship actually just stops and it gets frozen over.
I know.
And they have actual footage, Mike.
Absolutely.
In this documentary of the ship being crushed by the ice
from
1922.
The photographer took a ton.
Have you seen this documentary?
Probably.
How do you know so much about it?
I think it's fascinating. The photographer that was on that ship.
That's not an answer to the question at all.
The photographer that was on the ship had a dark room in the ship.
Uh-huh. Right.
And they had to use those huge glass plates.
Dude, he had to destroy like 80% of it.
At least 80%.
Shackleton was really into like, we should do this act just to like make it seem like we're conserving. He had somebody kill 3 puppies. Because like, we can't take the puppies with us. We can take most like 30 of the dogs with us, but there's 3 puppies that have to go. I'm going to need you to shoot those 3 puppies.
You do have to kill them. You can't leave them out there.
Spoiler, ruiner alert. They end up killing all the dogs and eating them. And talking about how good the meat tastes because they're men.
Yep.
Yeah. One guy, he goes crazy when they finally get to Elephant Island. He just goes fucking nuts and he just starts hacking at all the seals he can reach. He killed like 10 seals for no good reason at all. And like the man's in the guy's diary, he's like, one of the men went crazy, grabbed a hatchet, and began killing every seal he could find.
In my movie, that guy's his inspiration. He's got all these Shackleton books. Hey, that photography thing totally kind of made me really, really sad.
Oh, yeah. Very sad. There's really no... You know why Ernest had him do it? You know why Ernest made
too much weight, right?
No, it wasn't even too much weight. Because they were keeping it safe inside the ship. And they went in to get it. I guess it was very dangerous to get all of the footage. And they pulled it out. And the rest of it would have been ruined. So they left it in there. And he had him light fire to it so that he would not be tempted to go back in and try and get it. Because it was too dangerous.
I got to say, that might be...
Why not just leave it there?
Why didn't they just bury
it
and it would have been there for like another 50, 100 years safe?
And it's so fucking just...
Those pictures are amazing, especially because they had to use a flash.
So those guys made it out. They went through all of that shit. It's crazy what
but
they went through.
But what about the fact that, like, they had to use a flash?
It was something like 18 months or something out. They were just floating adrift on ice. 18 months. Yeah. And then they get back, and you know how many of them, like, once they're in a war? They're like, oh, yeah, there's a war going on. Why don't you enlist? And they just die, like, almost immediately.
but you saw the photos, right? Obviously,
yeah. Throughout the documentary,
but they had to use a flash for those explosions. Like, he would set the camera up and start the timer, and it would stay open for like 30 seconds, and they'd do the bam, 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 bams to get the boat lit up at night, because most of those pictures were taken at night.
I didn't know that.
And it's freaky.
They show the actual negatives, which is really cool. And he shot a ton of moving pictures as well. He
unbelievable.
Shot a ton of actual film moving.
Unreal.
Moving images.
Yeah. I don't know if we would really go on expeditions.
I like to think that I would have, like, before I'm married and all that, of course. Like, I had a fucking wild hair back in the day. And, like, I always wanted to be on the move and doing something. And I used to think I don't belong in this gridlock and, you know, trying to gather, I should be out doing things.
I feel that way, too, because that's why I like to take road trips, because I feel like I should be out. And I don't like being a guy that just sits around at home. But I watched a documentary. I have a fantasy. I've always had it since I was a little kid. I don't think I'm ever going to fulfill it because of the obvious reasons. But I always, always wanted to be a big rig truck driver. Always.
That would be awesome. Yeah, Jillian and I talk about the fantasy of that. My dad actually looked at me one day and he's like, sometimes, because he's a psychologist and he's very foo-foo, lived in Beverly
he's
Hills.
French.
And he just looks down on anyone that works with their hands, which is why I'm such a fucking pussy, and I don't know how to fucking change the oil in my car, and I just blame my dad for all that stuff. But
you know why
he looked at me once, and he's like, sometimes he was in a fight with my mom, and he goes, sometimes I fantasize about just quitting everything and getting behind a wheel of a truck.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most manly thing my dad's ever said to me.
You have to respect people that use their hands, because it's one of the more gratifying things you can do in life is create something with your hands, even if it's stupid, like, you know.
Plus, those guys, they're okay if there's an apocalypse.
Here's the thing.
They can live.
So I watched a documentary last night called Big Rig, and they basically talked about
Oh, that's
a
been in
truckers.
My queue forever. Yeah, Jillian picked that up. Yeah.
It's like,
it looks like a solid 3-star out of
Here's
five.
What you're going to find out. There's a bunch of dudes that are like Hawaiian shirt, like trucker guys.
Mm-hmm. They're characters.
The three things I figured I learned from this are... it used to be the greatest job in the world. Now it's one of the worst.
Because
they
of gas prices.
Money, gas prices. And they used to get their tickets paid for by the company that they worked for. Mm-hmm. Their fines paid for by the company they worked for. A bunch of stuff that they've slowly chipped away at. So now one expensive ticket or something can make the trip not profitable.
Oh.
The gas is insane. That's one thing I learned. Two is they're very racist.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's shocking that redneck truckers would be racist.
The N-word is said on the CB quite often.
Really?
Yep. Third thing is, it's extreme. This one freaks me out. More than once do they go over the fact that truck stops are very dangerous and women get attacked at truck stops.
Why are they there?
Truck driver women especially have to stay inside with a weapon. Not allowed to have a gun. They're allowed to have a taser.
What?
And one of the women truck drivers is talking about several occasions where things happened to her.
Did they explain
people
why?
Jumped on the rig and tried to get in, and she had to taser them to get them off.
Do they explain why? Because I have a theory.
What? What is it?
I'm assuming it's meth.
You know what?
Because I think that a lot of those guys have to use meth or some kind of stimulant so they can make
I would think so, too.
And
I
meth makes
so
you a little
too.
Crazy.
No offense, truck drivers.
Especially if you're on the road a lot and you haven't seen that old Vagine in a while and you got a lot of meth in your veins and you see a woman. Yeah. But do they talk about lot lizards at all?
No. Well, I only got an hour and 10 minutes into it, and then I was passing out. It wasn't much longer, but it was boring because it's pretty much a lot of the women that were truck drivers didn't have the easiest life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my first husband beat me and my first husband was going to kill me and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and then they're interviewing one of the women truck drivers and she drives with her husband, but he drives a separate truck. Like, they try to do the same routes and he does it to protect her. And she's talking about how we had a little problem in a relationship. Another woman told him, I don't want to meet her. Don't want to know anything about her. But things are good now. And you're like, she's just accepting the fact that her husband cheated on her. And I know people do that, but you know what? It's never going to go back to the same.
No.
That has nothing to do with the truck. Sorry.
Yeah, you kind of went down a cathartic route
but
there.
But someday in my life, if I can afford it, I'm...
Yeah, it's never going to happen.
There's no doubt in my life I'm buying a big rig. You're right.
Mike pulls up next week. He's got like a U-Haul trailer hitch on the back of his Civic.
With those.
I'm starting small.
When I was a kid, I saw a regular four-wheel drive truck, and the guy had those smokestack exhausts on it. And I was like, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. Got to get one of those.
So next time you go to SeaWorld, which I'm not ever going back to, but you got to check to see if they have any kind of smokestacks.
I'm
going to
see if they have any.
Because you would probably be able to see a little something if they have a crematorium there.
Yeah.
There'd
I'm
be something.
Trick. Well, SeaWorld is right
if
next to.
If it's big enough to burn a whale.
I look at SeaWorld every time I'm in San Diego because of the balcony.
When was the last time you were there?
7-8 years.
Okay, I was working
ago.
For Cousteau last time I was there, and I went. I was dragged there with friends. I remember the friends that I was there with, and I used to be a real pain. I mean, I'm bad now, but I used to be really, really bad. And I remember sulking. I don't even know why I'd go in, but I was sulking the whole time, saying, "Why are we here? This is ridiculous. This is horrible. I don't agree with
Did
anything
you tell Jacques
people do."
You were going there?
No. And I was just bitching and being that political activist. Fuck, but I was in the park doing it. So
and
I just
paid.
I just sat outside while my friends went in and watched Shamu do his tricks, and I sat outside and just twiddled my thumbs and sulked. And
at least you stood up for your principles.
And now Jillian wants to go. Ooh, and she just brought it up just the other day. She's like, we should go to San Diego and go to SeaWorld. It's been a long time since we've been there. And I'm
why
like,
don't you go on Sunday and then come down and have dinner
I'm not
with
going
the Coronas.
There. Oh. I am not going.
We look at SeaWorld. The balcony looks directly at SeaWorld. I mean, we're at the beach looking right at SeaWorld.
Who is we?
At my dad's place.
Okay.
And so I could see if there were smokestacks. But
are
there are none. But I will say this.
What if they're like hidden inside the big tower? What's that thing where you can go up?
Yes.
That space needle thing.
I think someone knows if smoke was pouring up.
No,
the
no. Oh, you would notice that. Yeah. You haven't seen that.
Yeah,
okay.
You would notice
All
it.
Right. You would notice it. You haven't seen it. Okay.
But if I'm like, you know what? About every 4 years, smoke billows out of thing and it smells horrific. It smells like a seafood restaurant.
Isn't burning them kind of like a waste, though?
No.
Does it give back to the environment at all? Doesn't it just hinder it?
A waste compared to doing what with them?
I mean, you can render them and make some pretty good soap, probably.
You know what? You could sell that soap.
Maybe some
black and white soap.
Dog food? I don't think it would turn out black and white, Mike.
Maybe.
I don't think the soap would.
You could make probably 75 pairs of cowboy boots out of that skin.
You could probably do something with the skin.
Yeah.
Okay, but obviously you can't because...
You know which piece is the most valuable?
Don't see the penis.
The throw rug that's black and white.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you get a little bit of each, mm-hmm. that's big. Yeah, that's the most. What could you do with orca skin?
Fucking you could do a lot of stuff. I don't know if it's tough. I don't know if it's...
I would think it's pretty tough.
I'd say it's tougher than cows now that I think about it.
But no,
it
you can't make fashionable things out of it, obviously.
Of
but
course
you
can.
No, you shouldn't, though, because it's a slippery slope, man. If
no one's going to believe it.
You've got to have those Shamu boots. Then...
No one's going to believe it if it's all black.
No, they're going to believe it because it's going to cost $10,000.
Yeah, but it's got to be black and white. You got to get the seam. If you don't get the seam, you're fucked. I don't want to go to SeaWorld now after this
Oh, you should never go to SeaWorld. People should not
Well, what
go.
About the zoo?
The zoo's not as bad because they're not as smart.
What are you talking about?
The elephants might be close to as smart, but they're not as smart. Whales are goddamn smart.
The only reason apes aren't as smart as us is because we give them drugs to keep them down.
Have you seen Buffalo 66?
Yes, a long, long, long time ago.
God
is that
damn,
the Christina Ricci one?
Yeah, Ricci's in it, and it's Vincent Gallo.
I got to watch it again.
So many hilarious lines in that movie. He's all mad because she was talking to his dad, saying that he's lying, saying that he was in the CIA, and then after the whole dinner, the fiasco, the debacle that was the dinner, they're back in the car, and they're driving away, and you don't see them. It's brilliant. You just see, like, out the window, so, like, they don't even have to... They're completely off camera, because it was a really, really low-budget movie. But you just hear him yelling at her, saying, why would you do that and tell my dad I'm in the CIA? You think he believes that? He's smart! He's smart! Like, it's all he can come up with. It's just that he's smart. But yeah, elephants
are smart.
I'm
going
to watch it again. Oh, it's
so good. I don't like the fact that Netflix now will not let you know when things are no longer going to be available.
Oh, they don't? It's kind of a surprise?
They just started that. At least that's what USA Today had to say about it.
I don't care. Well, is the zoo worse? No, the zoo's not worse because they don't have marine mammals, which are the smartest mammals other than humans. And there's people out there that try and make a case that marine mammals are some of them are smarter than humans.
I know, but your argument that we should be kinder to the smarter, if that applies,
well, they're
to
more
people,
socially
be...
smart ones as well. Yeah. That was my argument too when I was I was the worst when I was a vegetarian for a very brief moment. And I'd be like, dude, what? You eat cows because they're dumber than you? What's next? We're going to start eating mongoloids? The fuck, man? Where does it stop, bro?
Slippery slope.
Where does it stop?
Slippery slope. Then we start giving tests and eat the dumb person who fails.
Anyone below 100, bro.
What about this argument? This is the zoo's argument, by the way. Mm-hmm. At least the zoo presents this as some reason to make it valid that they're keeping animals in cages. Is research and they take care of them. What about SeaWorld's potential or possible marine research that may help other sea creatures?
That's great. They can do some of that research without making...
No, you got to turn a profit.
Tillamook.
How are you going to get money?
Do jumps.
How are you going to get money?
Grants and stuff.
Maybe.
Hey, look, how does get rid of those marine mammals,
$45
and I'm back
ticket.
In SeaWorld a minute. I love the Long Beach Aquarium. Monterey Bay Aquarium is phenomenal. It's one of my favorite places in the world. But they don't have...
Is that the one where they beamed the orca up from?
No, it's San Francisco.
Okay.
Talking about The Wrath of Khan?
No, it was another movie.
It was a Star Trek movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a big Star Trek fan. All right, so we put this thing to bed before Drew comes in here, sits down, and says, "What's going on, Mike? It seems like something's wrong with you. You nervous? Yeah. You worried?"
Let's put it to bed.
Yeah, let's put it to bed. Tyler, would you play the music?
In closing.
Yeah.
We
learned
about
something.
We totally did.
What did we learn today?
We learned they dismantle whales. Fucking gross. Disgusting. Before we split, I don't. I've seen one episode. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Okay.
I will one day. I'll catch up.
Well, apparently something dramatic happened because it was all over.
You know, I do know that. You know how I know? Because we have a phone screener here named Krista.
Oh, and she's obsessed with it?
And she comes in two nights ago, I guess it was, and she says, "Anderson, Anne, do you watch Game of Thrones?" And we both say no. And she goes, "Oh my God, fuck you guys." And I'm not using hyperbole. Like, that is what she sounded like. It was exactly like.
Did you watch Walking Dead?
I watched the first season.
Me too. That's it. I ended up.
And I'm like, it had a couple moments.
Yeah.
But
no, it was. I like
the Foley artist is in. He's allowed to do whatever he wants. Next time you, if it's on,
it's a good Foley artist.
It's
gig.
Over the top. It's over. I mean, if somebody slaps someone, it's like celery being broken through a megaphone.
Yeah. Hey, real quick.
How many melons take a beating in that show for the Foley artist? My God. I bet every single day.
They
like
got a produce truck pulling up.
Craft service is just nothing. Watermelon again. All right.
Hey, so some website I was on, the ad that came up was for a Ricky Jay movie, a documentary that's coming out. Clearly ridiculously low budge. It's got no press whatsoever. Ricky Jay is that magician who's considered to be the magician's magician. You know who he is.
Speaking of which, I saw Now You See Me the other day. I saw that in the theater.
Refresh my memory.
It's that magic movie with Ruffalo
and
Eisenberg.
And?
Oh, completely Disney-ized and like three or four terrible cheesy endings. Like it just kept ending. It kept ending. But
that sucks.
It was really well written. I could never write that clever. Okay, anyways.
Okay, so the Ricky Jay movie catches my eye. I click on it. It's only playing in one theater that I've never heard of that you may know what it is. And God.
They renamed
it.
The theater in Westwood. They call it the Bigfoot Crest.
Really?
The Crest Theater, which is a Disney-owned theater. I love that theater. They have like shooting stars on
the
ceiling.
Is that the one on the corner?
It's really cool. No.
It's a theater.
But it's called the Bigfoot now. I got to go check it out.
This is a movie theater. Apparently, it's really tiny. Uh-huh. It's behind a gate.
What's it called?
I'm going to look it up and No, it's tiny. Like a theater, like a
silent theater.
Like a person who's not powerful built a theater, like maybe on a soundstage or maybe just on it was a nightclub or something. I don't know yet. I thought you may have heard of it.
I only know theaters where they have actual like showings. Okay. I don't like those theaters that like are listed on my apps, like the Skirball Center. They don't have showings.
No, you're right. You're
the
totally
Arrow,
right.
Stop showing
what
up.
What about the Disney Theater?
Because I'll click on it, and there's nothing. And it's like, no showtimes at this time. Yeah, no shit. So stop listing yourself.
This theater looks kind of cool. It might be a hipster place.
That sounds
there
like
were four movies upcoming. One was the Ricky Jay movie, but another movie was...
Is this the new art? You're talking
about a Foley artist. It's like a horror movie. It takes place in a recording studio, and it's called Something Studio, I think.
Uh-huh.
And at first, it's the trailer's fucking never ending, by the way.
Oh, sounds great.
It just starts getting scarier and scarier. I thought you might have heard of it.
Uh-oh.
That's the point.
What's it called?
I don't fucking know.
That's fantastic.
If you want to look it up, you can punch in Ricky Jay movie, whatever that is.
And
see what theater it's at. I'll look it up later and we can talk about it next week. Oh, shit. I am going to a show tomorrow night.
Okay, I'm going to finish.
The great John Ennis, who's an unbelievably cool, funny actor. He was on Mr. Show and he's got a show tomorrow night with Black Francis.
All right, I didn't finish this whale.
It's
stuff.
Called the Western Show.
We'll finish it. All right, as the moving, as for moving the animals, SeaWorld is fully equipped with harnesses, cranes, blah blah blah. Move the animals, including killer whales. So when the animal dies, it can be moved into one of these harnesses and then transported on a truck to wherever they perform the necropsy. However, an important note is that the animal caretakers and trainers will probably notice that the animal is not doing well. Very rarely does an animal just die with no warning signs. On these first signs of illness or approaching death, the whale will be moved to the back holding pools. It will probably not be in the main Shamu Stadium. It is by these back pools that they have all of their equipment used for moving and transporting the animals. I work at a large zoo, aquarium. That's who wrote that.
So they probably put it on a big rig.
Wait, but what do they call those back pools? The death pools? The shallows?
The whale
shallows.
The graveyard. Whale
you
got to
move them to the shallows.
They call them the slums. The projects.
The worst are those fucking places like down in... well, you saw Free Willy. Free Willy was like rotting... In real life, Free Willy was actually rotting in like an above-ground pool in Mexico after the movie. After they made millions of dollars. I'm sure he's dead.
Poor Willy. Wonder where that whale with the fake tail is. Well, that was a dolphin.
That was a dolphin.
Fuck that thing. All right, go in there and close it out.
Okay. Put her to bed!
We're just going to end the show like this, everybody. How about that idea?
Done.
Good night.
Mother doesn't care. We don't care.
We care.
I care.
And good night. All right, we're going to finish.
Are we?
we're back. We're back, everybody. So, that was a different kind of show. I found that enjoyable. Now I'm going to be sad thinking about whales. And maybe tomorrow I'll wake up and be an activist. Drive to SeaWorld, maybe throw a couple of Molotov cocktails in there, accidentally hit a whale. That would be fucked. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I don't know if that's the way to go about protesting, firebombing. Yeah, actually, the things you're trying to protect.
It's part of my comedy. It's part of my comedy movie. My lighthearted Disney comedy movie about the guy that dismantles whales.
Where do you come up with that dismantle?
Well, it's a polite way of saying, I don't know. Like,
but you never say that about a living creature. You don't dismantle living creatures.
Maybe they do.
Obviously they do. But
maybe, I'm sorry. I was going to say maybe a corner dismantles people, but they don't need to, right?
Necropsy.
Unless the person paid for a really small casket. They gotta jam it in there.
When you're trying to get to sleep at night, do you have like those random twitches in your body sometimes?
Sometimes.
Yeah, everyone does, right?
When you're nervous, sometimes it happens in your eyes. That's why when you go on TV shows, you have to stretch your face.
What? What did you just say? When you go on TV shows, you have to stretch your face.
Like if you're going on The Tonight Show, sometimes they'll give you a little exercise. I don't know if they do it anymore. They did in the 80s. They would tell you like, stretch your eyes out, open your mouth really wide and close it a bunch of times to get the blood going in the nerves so your eye doesn't start twitching when you get, because you're super nervous when you're walking out, apparently.
Oh my God, I went to a Little League championship game over the weekend. I didn't even get to any
Why?
Of that. Because my friend's kid was playing in it.
Oh, that's better reason than just going.
And I had to go. I got up early and found myself at the ballpark. Beautiful day for a game at the ballpark.
Was it fun?
I'll talk about it next week.
Those benches are uncomfortable.
What's that?
By the way, when I was in Tucson a week ago...
The benches are uncomfortable, I guess.
I was in Tucson last weekend.
First thing that was said to me when I got to this when I got to this game is, what are you doing up there? You look like a pedophile.
That's great.
I'll talk about it next week.
When you got
to Tucson.
I showed my niece and my nephew Les Miserables in Tucson. Totally inappropriate for a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old. Totally inappropriate.
Just because we'll bore them to death.
No, they were enthralled. Entire movie. Entire movie.
Really?
Close to 3 hours.
Hey, did you hear Michael Jackson's doctor's voicemail?
No.
To Paris?
No.
Jackson? It's like he's reading out of some kind of Victorian storybook.
Which doctor?
So, the main
guy
doctor.
In jail?
Yeah. I don't think he's in jail. He might be out.
No, he's in jail forever.
I don't know. He left like a very long message for Paris. I don't know if he's in jail forever. Is he in jail forever? I don't keep up with things
killed,
like that.
He killed the king of pop.
He didn't kill. It was manslaughter, allegedly. But yeah. What's his name? Conrad Murray says
Conrad
Rune.
Murray correctamundo.
Oh Christ, here comes Drew. We should end the show, yes?
Okay. I let them watch Bad News Bears the other night. You don't realize how
Which one?
The original. One of the most inappropriate movies ever for kids.
Absolutely, but just because of language.
In the beginning, the N-word. The S-word.
At the end as well.
Yeah.
booger eating.
Yeah.
It's such a great movie. Actually, you know what?
It was really a great movie.
My friend's kid's team lost the championship, and I'm like, it's all right. Have him go home and watch Bad News Bears with him right now.
Yep. And they're going to regret not saying they can shove the trophy up their ass.
All right. We're going to finish it for reals now.
And good night.